Jason Solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.
There isn't much that you can't do online now. I can remember when the only way you could do your supermarket shopping was with a trolley. And I can remember the only time you could go and buy your Christmas presents was in the shop. Now, there is, you can do all of that and a lot more online. And one of the things that you can or can potentially do online now is get a divorce. We are here with Julie Fawcett from Newton Solicitors. Hello, Julie.
Hello, Beth.
Now, you are a family lawyer, and so you deal with divorce day in, day out.
I do, yes.
And how realistic is it, what I've just said, getting divorced online?
Well, we are getting there, Beth. We're not quite there, but very slowly the government is dragging the divorce process into the 21st century with the aim of reducing paperwork and getting divorce online.
How does it happen now then? For somebody who, I've never been married, so I've never been divorced, how would a divorce work without the online element?
At the moment, it's an administrative process and you prepare the paperwork to get divorced. You have a divorce petition and you send it to your local court. Here in Yorkshire, the local court is in Bradford. It sits in the court process for a little while and is sent out, and it rumbles through various different stages, and it takes about 4 to 6 months to get divorced, with paperwork going to and fro and to and fro. And what the aim of digital divorce is to speed up the process and put it online to make it much more straightforward for people who have come to the decision that their marriage is at an end, so that they can get divorced in as amicable and straightforward a way as possible.
What would some of the downsides be, though, if we started this process where it was really easy and could be really quick to get a divorce? What would some of the negatives be of that, Julie?
The difficulty, first of all, is that if you go down the route of issuing the divorce yourself online, once we have the online system in place, it's not quite with us at the moment. It is being piloted in a number of areas, sadly not in the Yorkshire area just yet, but eventually it will come in time. But the difficulty is that divorce proceedings are a straightforward administrative process themselves once you've made that decision, but it's the other aspects of the breakdown of the marriage and the consequences of the marriage where people really do need to get some specialist advice and assistance. And there I'm thinking of the arrangements for children who are going to be impacted by the divorce. And there's lots out there that the professional lawyer can assist you with, referrals onto family mediation or sorting out the arrangements for the children. The other aspect would be the financial aspect of the breakdown of the relationship and how arrangements are put in place to deal with the finances that you have.
I guess the pro of a divorce taking as long as it does now, you said 4 to 6 months is often what it can take. The pro of that is that you have so much time to make sure you do it right. If you could just log on, get divorced, there is the risk of that happening, I guess, in a flurry of an argument. Do you think that's something that could happen if you could just get divorced like that online?
I think even when we have online divorce, known as digital divorce, there will be time periods built in so that that's not going to happen. And so you will have to go through a process that will take some time. But what I do say is I see people on a daily basis, and I've done so for the past 20 plus years, and we do not get people coming through our doors asking for a divorce on the spur of the moment. It's mm-hmm. a difficult decision. And whenever someone gets legal advice, goes to see the solicitor or is pushing that button to issue the divorce, it's going to be after a lot of thought has gone into it, first of all.
So you don't think it's going to be spur of the moment, argument, click, divorce?
No, I don't think we're going to have the same situation where we have with marriages like we've got Britney Spears getting married in Las Vegas after a couple of drinks and a night in Vegas. So we're not going to have divorce in that way.
Online online divorce is not a thing that is happening yet here in Yorkshire. There are other parts that are trialling it. But if somebody would like to come and talk to you, Julie, or somebody else at the team, I presume you can talk to them about the current and easiest way that we know how at the moment.
Absolutely. We're here across all of our offices in Yorkshire and the North East. Come and see us at one of our 12 offices and we would gladly assist you with the process. I've got access to over 100 other professionals within the team and we can advise you on family matters and any other areas of concern. But yes, my aim is to guide you through the process, assist you if you wish to deal with the matter yourself, but take over and deal with matters for you when it becomes a little bit tricky. And just essentially to eliminate the stress of the divorce so that you can concentrate on the matters of concern to you, the arrangements for your children, on the financial aspects of the breakdown of the marriage.
Fantastic. Julie Fawcett, thank you so much for coming in. People can find out more just by searching online for Newton Solicitors.
A pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.